back to the Stock Market Options Trading Podcast. My name is Eric, and in this episode, I wanted to expand on something that we touched in the previous episode when I spoke with the other Eric, Eric Smolinski. That was on episode 118. We were talking a little bit about strategy implementation after doing your own research. So we went into, you know, what he was working on and things I was working on. But really, after you do your research, you have to get into sort of an implementation execution mode. So imagine this, you're doing some research, you're backtesting various trade entries, strike selection, profit taking, durations, all the things. And you're trying to figure out which variation of your research is the best strategy. And I'm kind of air quoting here. And in most cases, what a lot of people will do is, and I'm guilty of this too, is you may just look at the overall profit at the end and say, okay, this is the best strategy because it made the most money over whatever period of time you were backtesting. Now, obviously, making money is the goal. So it makes sense that the best strategy would be the one that makes the most money. But there's a couple other things you really need to consider or be looking at when you're choosing which strategy or you know, all the little nuances that you may be testing, like, again, strike selection, profit taking, those type of things. Before you put real money into it, you want to have that confidence that you have some sort of expectation of the profitability, not just the end goal or the end amount that you have in your back test. So one of the most overlooked details, I think, is the actual P&L curve. And we talked a little bit about this in the last episode, but let me tell you why this is important. It's important because as you start to execute on your strategy, it's good to have a sense of periods of win streaks, how long that lasts, what it looks like, and periods of loss streaks, because all strategies have losers, and you want to be able to handle that not only financially in your account, but really emotionally and just from an execution standpoint. And another thing that's not really talked about are periods where there are no trades taken. So you're not always going to have a signal for every strategy. Now, you may have multiple strategies in which you may have signals happening, you know, every week or day or month or whatever the period is. But when we're focused on, you know, coming up with just one strategy, getting this particular strategy down, there's going to be periods of time where you aren't going to take any trades. So you have to factor that into your choice of strategy because you want to be able to live with the P&L curve that you're somewhat expecting, right? Now, another reason why this is important to kind of understand and really kind of look at when you're choosing your profits and your losers at this point is you have to be honest with yourself when you look at that P&L curve. Are you going to be able to stay consistent if that P&L curve played out exactly? We know for a fact that whatever you backtest, you're going to get a P&L curve for, let's say you backtest something for a year, 2 years, whatever, and you have a certain P&L curve. We know for a fact that the future P&L curve isn't going to look exactly like that. But when you're looking at it, making a determination of, can I live with this? Is this something that I can consistently trade? When you see both the win streaks and the loss streaks and the periods of no trade. Now, the win rate is also something to consider here, as you probably have guessed, but it doesn't give you the same information as the P&L curve. So if you were going to start rating your strategy, you might, you know, have something like this, like, how much did it make? What does the P&L curve look like? And then I would probably factor in the win rate, because you got to be able to live with that trade and, you know, be able to take the next trade with some confidence that it's going to win, right? So let's do this. Let's imagine three different systems that have three very different P&L curves. And for the sake of this exercise, let's pretend that the overall profit for each is roughly the same. And I want to focus on the types of losers here, because this is what you're going to have to stomach whenever you trade a particular strategy. And if you can't stomach the losers of your strategy, you're not going to trade it. So you're wasting your time. You need to be able to stomach the downturns or drawdowns for your system. And in fact, I would actually argue that choosing your losers, like, how are you going to lose in this strategy, is probably more important than the actual win rate or the overall profit in some situations. You have to be able to trade it consistently. And if you, again, if you can't handle the losers, then you're not going to last, right? So let's start with system one, high win rate, but the winners are much smaller than the losers. So in system number one, for our example, you can win for weeks and even months on end, but then the market shifts, something happens, and you start getting your losers, and one loss just wipes out several weeks of gains, maybe 8, 9, 10 trades. We've all seen or heard about strategies like this, and the question to ask yourself is, there's a couple questions actually, how are you going to feel after that loser comes and you just wiped out a bunch of gains? Let's say it wipes out 1 month of gains. You have, you know, you put on 5, 10 trades a month and you have one loser and you just, you know, you see your P&L curve just get vaporized. How are you going to feel after that? Are you going to be able to take more trades? Oh, okay. There was my loser. I'm going to keep putting trades on. Or what are you going to do? How are you going to feel about that? The other thing is, how are you going to feel during the winning times and you're on a win streak? And this is something we've had a kind of interesting time with lately. And I think I talked about it in the last episode, but we had a really good win streak. And it's like, you know, the loser's coming because you've been winning for a long time. And if you know that that loser is going to be very, very large, what is that going to do to your confidence to put on that very next trade? Because we're going to just assume that nobody knows when the losing trade comes, right? And listen, there's no wrong answers here. The point is, if you know that this system, the system number one, produces kind of rare but huge losses, is this a strategy that you can trade over time, something you can live with, both in the good times and the bad times? So that's something you have to determine for yourself. And again, no wrong answers here. All right, now let's talk about system number two. In system number two, the winning trades are 3 times the size of the losing trades, but the win rate is only 40%. So when you look at this P&L curve, it shows constant sort of declines, or I don't want to use the word drawdowns, but you know, you lose more than you win, and you get these random spikes to the upside, giving you an overall profit for the particular period you're backtesting. So even though this system has small losses or smaller losses compared to the winner, there's a lot of them. And you really can't tell, or you're really not going to know when the winners are going to come. So the general expectation for day-to-day expectation to put on this system is you have to assume that the next trade is going to be a loser, right? So you just have to get used to losing from a win-loss perspective, right? So can you do that? So imagine a choppy sort of P&L curve, and then you might get a few large spikes to the upside. And maybe that's only once a month. Maybe that's once every few months. And then you might have 2 months of just kind of choppy losers, really. And so with this system, are you good with those type of losses? You might be good with the losses, but are you good with the win rate? And so when you look at the P&L curve, again, I want to go back to looking at the P&L curve. When you look at the P&L curve, is this something you can trade? Can you trade something that starts losing money over the course of, let's say, 2 months? Not a lot, but a little. You know, you're not making money. And then, you know, you might just have like a stellar month where you make a lot of money. So is that something that you can trade consistently, knowing that the next trade's probably going to be a loser? Again, no wrong answers here, but just something to think about. When you're choosing a system, you really want to kind of focus in on that P&L curve to see if that's something you can live with. And you got to think about the confidence that you're going to have to put on that next trade, whether the previous trade was a win or a loss, because there's a mental struggle there with both of those. All right, now let's talk about system number three. System number three has a decent win rate of 72%. Most people can live with that. The losses are slightly larger than the wins, but not enough to really wipe out several losers. This strategy has nice streaks of wins, you know, kind of like uptrending in the profit, but it has long periods of no trades. So this is a little bit different of a problem if you're choosing a strategy based on the P&L curve, is you're going to have to deal with periods of no trades. Now, why is that? Well, the reason this particular strategy has periods of no trades because it's a long only strategy. So when the market is in correction mode or pullback mode, you're not going to get any long signals. So therefore, are you okay with just sitting in cash and then continuing to check the market for the long signal for the strategy to sort of start again, if you will? So in this case, the win rate, the size of the wins, and the size of the losses are easily manageable from like a mental standpoint, but you just can't trade all the time. So the question for trading this type of strategy is, can you continue to follow a system that may have weeks and months of not trading? I think that's the hardest part is we inherently know that the higher number of trades we take, a higher frequency of trades that we take in a particular system, the law of large numbers is going to play out, and you'll hopefully realize the expectation of that system. But when you have systems like this particular one, if it doesn't give you signals all the time, you have to be patient and wait for the signal. You can't let FOMO creep in. So how consistent can you be when trading something that, again, may not take a trade, let's say 6 weeks, but you still have to check every week or day or whatever for the next signal? So you're kind of like working without doing anything. Sounds silly, but it's actually a lot harder than most people think. Now, this third system is based on a newer strategy I've been trading with our Alpha Traders Club group. I put some research about it. I posted it about it on the website, and it involves trading credit spreads on SPX with 7 days to expiration. So it's not day trading. It's kind of an end of day sell a put spread type strategy. And the easy part is that it's easy to execute, but there are periods of time where there won't be any trades. Now, when I'm doing this podcast, we're in the middle of June, the market's like literally hitting all-time highs. So there's a lot of trades. But if and when the market does pull back or go into correction mode, there won't be any trades. So we're kind of taking advantage of bull market runs and sort of a risk-defined, leveraged manner. And the strategy is basically looking at the rate at which the market closes higher 7 days later for each day of the week. And again, I posted it on the website. The indicator, if you will, for this is from Alpha Crunching, which I've talked about before. It's called the weekly triumph rate. And we are building strategies and executing on them for this particular strategy. So again, you get 72% win rate, the winners and losers, about a 3-2 risk reward there. I'm going to put a link in the description to the post where you can kind of see that P&L curve, because that's kind of what we're talking about today is looking at the P&L curve and saying, hey, can I live with this? I think if you go and check that out, you'll be able to put a little bit of context about what I described. So I'll put a link in the description for that. But let me describe the P&L curve for exactly this strategy in case you're too busy to click the link and you're still on your treadmill or in your car or something. So from January 2023, there was a period of about 4 months of relatively sideways P&L curve. You win a few trades, you lose a few trades. So 4 months of just not really growing your account or making money, like anything significant. It wasn't negative, but it was just kind of choppy, if you will. Then came an amazing four-month win streak where the P&L curve just, it was just slow and steady to the upper right. Like it was just like, you can't lose. Like it's just going, you know, relatively straight up. Then what happened is you experienced a couple losers, and then the trend shifted, and there was about 4 months of no trades. And this is what I'm talking about. So you had 4 months of choppiness, relatively flat P&L. You had 4 months of just skyrocketing P&L, and then you had 4 months of no trades. I do want to highlight the you experienced a few losers. I said that a second ago. The reason why this is important is because when you're on a win streak and you know that at some point the losers are going to come, if you're in any kind of trend following system, and I kind of made a point on the last episode to just say, I think we're all trend following something. Some people trend following like the literal sense of the term, like moving averages, that type of trend following. But we are trend following the P&L curve. And at the end of that trend, you're going to have a few losers, and then the rate at which the market closed higher, or the WTR in this case, is probably going to turn down because the market's closing lower. So you're not going to get out at the top. You're going to end with a couple losers. In this case, or this backtest, you ended with some losers, and then you had 4 months of no trades. So you didn't end on a high note, if you will. You ended on kind of like, oh, I've lost. Oh, now there's no signal, right? So again, I'm honing in on the actual P&L curve and what happened, and you have to be able to say, I'm okay with that. I'll take my losers and then I'll sit out. Or obviously you can trade something else. You don't have to sit out. But for this particular system, if when you're getting really mechanical, this system isn't producing any trades, you can go on to something else. You can just sit in cash. You can do whatever you want. So the takeaway here, and really the point of the episode, is to really take the time when you're doing your research for a particular strategy and really try to understand what it's going to feel like to execute that strategy. And the best thing you can do is just look at the P&L curve and pretend, because that's what it is, pretend that that P&L curve is going to play out exactly. However, you just don't know when the next win, loss, you know, all that stuff is. So can you handle those losses? Can you handle the frequency of wins versus losses? Can you handle not trading? You know, you need to be able to handle that P&L curve and not just look at the end result of this, you know, this strategy made the most money. Because, you know, you could have a trade that just makes so much money and then nothing, you know, you don't make any more money the rest of the year and you have one winning trade and 99 losers, right? So kind of rare, but, you know, you kind of get the point. And again, there's no right answer here. It really comes down to each of you. We've seen this in our group. Everyone has a different risk tolerance. This is why they talk about stuff like this. Everyone's goals, risk tolerance, account size, motivations, everybody's a little bit different. So you just have to choose the right one that's for you. So a strategy that I find attractive, such as the WTR, the weekly triumph rate, the 7-day put credit spread strategy, it may not be a good fit for you and your styles or your goals. You may want to trade something else. But I do recommend that you check out the link. It's free. You can just kind of look at the P&L curve, put some of this episode into context when you get a minute. And that's what I got. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.